So Drew is reading a beautiful novel, and that was Una Pena by Stimming, another one of my favorite bands, and the one before that was, whoa, Beach Whale. Before that was Bass Center's remix of Beam and Cyrus, Thunder in Paradise. So, yeah. I know y'all gonna hate me for this. Actually, you know what, I don't want to play it now. I was gonna play the Tokyo Drift remix of Teriyaki Boys, but I would have slapped myself and then beat myself up. Anyway, I'm actually gonna break my old iPodo out now if I can find it. Pockets, 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 pockets. Say pockets 5 times fast. Okay, so why is it on that and why is it turned on? Why is there a lovely picture of Graham there? Let's see here. You know what? I feel like playing a little London Electricity. So here's some technology music for y'all. Yeah, ho. This is... Apologies, I was playing Heartstyle. This is Billion Dollar Gravy, Different Drum by London Electricity.
Come in here. I'm in Celetica.
Actually, on second thought, I won't play that. It's... On third thought, I will.
We used to be number 10. Now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm. Pissed the nozzle, it's nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm. Tell her, oh, my be easy now. Squeeze this summer. Test why cleft. See death flesh get scorned. So bad, make me feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, say that. And like my lord, chicken George became dead George. Stealing chickens from my phone. Yeah. And let the dead creature. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hate to Cecilia. Nobody shoot me. My body made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was sunk in the razor blade. That sounds sick. Maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto. Jackson Blackula. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies. Speaking in the knees in their own families. I'ma get them coming up when we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion. Yeah.
Okay, so that little misread there. that was Ooh La 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 by the Fugees, which they are actually pretty mellow hip hop, and I really like them. Before that was one of my favorite songs. I played it last week, and I loved it. It's Streamlined by Pendulum. And next one is going to be one of my favorite rappers. I love him to death, even though I don't know him, but I know somebody named Del. Beats is, or Rock is actually coming up here in half an hour. You guys should stay on for that if anybody is even listening. We don't know, so it would be awesome if you were. Anyway, I'm going to play... I don't know. How about Sunrise?
I feel nice. Sunrise. It is warm. I feel nice. Sunrise.
I am not quite sure what is going on here. Like, there we go. 2008? I think so. And I'm actually going to play one of my favorite songs by them, which is actually a really good one. I'm going to play Jesus Etc. by Wilco. So here you go. So that was once again Jesus Etc. by Wilco, and you know Beats is out of the building, so love y'all. All right. What song do you want to play?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. Get up.
Okay, hang on. I gotta log out. I should have been doing.
What's up?
What?
All right, beautiful people. So, how are you?
You got fire trucks.
That's good.
Seriously, dude, fire trucks right outside.
Not right outside. Kieran is like a small child right now and is hearing fire trucks. He's like,
I want to see the fire department.
So, sorry about that, friends. Alright, well, hello. This is Rock of Beats. I hope that, helps the static. Kieran can be a fool sometimes, and...
Not kidding, dude. Tower 1 just went down the street.
Yeah. What?
Tower 1 from Station 1.
Ah, alright. Well, what are we gonna play?
I don't know.
I really feel like we should start off with, some Smashing Pumpkins, like, I don't know, maybe 1979?
I really hate that song.
Why? It's a beautiful song.
It's just not that quality.
Are you kidding me? Okay.
No,
so
it's just, it's...
If you disagree with Drew, call in to, 1-888...
Don't call in, because I won't answer.
Yeah, but I will. I think it's a great song.
I just, it doesn't... It's not that great, in my opinion. I mean, it's just a... I don't know. It's not one of their better songs. And it's just a song by them that nobody really likes. Actually, a lot of people like it. I really just despise it. If...
Hey, Drew, you should check your profile.
If I get... If I get enough people, then I'll play it. But for now, folks, this is The Rock, and this is...
The Rock and Beats Radio.
Yeah. This is Family Tree by TV on the Radio.
Call me on time.
That was the Antlers with Sylvia. I would like to say hello to my Mrs. Number One Scholar.
Who is that?
Sarah Loftus. She's my number one learned scholar.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Mm-hmm.
At the risk of being repetitive, that was the Antlers with Sylvia. I'm going to play another Antlers song.
Cause don't worry, dude. I'm way too repetitive.
They're
for you.
Absolutely amazing.
Any sort of repetitive.
This album is called, I'm sure I've told you all before, but for you new listeners, this album is called Hospice, and it is a concept album about working in a hospice. And this track is entitled Epilogue.
Bear scares me. It's sad.
Cry.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
That it was. That was the Antlers with Sylvia, and then just before that, and then just after that, Epilogue. So I'm going to play you some Tool in a bit, but first I decided to play you...
Excitement. Wait, what are you deciding?
I'm going to play you guys a local guy.
Yes, he is.
And he is really, really cool. This song of his is called Whiskey.
Whiskey?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yeah, he's a local musician. He's really amazing. His name is Tiny Coffins, and here's Whiskey.
That's why it's not working.
The pieces fall apart in Kieran's mind.
Hey, you should hit auxiliary because I'm going to play John Lennon and his entrance scene sense of humor.
No, we are not.
It's a joke. Come on.
Nope, because the next song we're going to play, I beg you, I plead, I'm on my knees. I need all of you to really just go insane for this next song. Because this next song is going to hopefully, whenever I hear this song, I go crazy. Like, insane. So I hope you do too. If not, I'll cry a lot. Kieran can attest to that, right? I'll cry a lot.
I don't know. Will you?
I will. Here we go. Please go crazy.
Go crazy.
Show the prisoner who now stands before you was caught red-handed showing feelings of an almost human nature. This will not do. Call the schoolmaster! I always said it come to no good, get me in your honor! If they'd let me have my way, the bleeding heart's an artist's slam. Gowie, we must let me hammer him today. Crazy, poison the attic. I am crazy. Chewy gun fishing. Now I hope they throw away the key. You should have talked to me more often than you did. But no, you had to go your own way. Have you broken any homes up lately? Just 5 minutes worm, your honor. Him, me alone. Let me hold you in my arms. But I never wanted him to get in any trouble. Why'd he ever have to leave me, worm, your honor? Let me take him home.
Crazy, over the rainbow, I am crazy. Bars in the wind. There must have been a door there in the wall. For I came
crazy. Over the rainbow, he is crazy.
There are books before the court, it's incontrovertible.
That was Pink Floyd with the wall, with the Trial off of their album The Wall. I would like to say hello to Ruby, my friend.
Ruby Rod.
Yep. Yes, Ruby. I bike by your house several days a week, and it makes me sad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, here's another song.
Really?
That was Red Hot Chili Peppers with Death of a Martian, the last track off of their two-part album, Stadium Arcadium. That was off of Disc 2, Mars. My favorite song off of the album, and just a really great way to end that album. We will take in requests now, or if you'd like to call in to say anything, feel free after this next song. The number is 1-888-212-5545. I think Kieran has something to say.
Please call in. I'm lonely.
Yeah, he gets really lonely.
Actually, I think I discourage some people from calling in.
Yeah, that's because they call and we say, hey, we don't care for that.
I'm so happy I could derp.
Yeah, Kieran really just sits here and
reads funny stuff off of Fail Blog.
Yep, and so if you ever just hear him laughing or talking about something odd and ridiculous.
Well, actually, no, before I was laughing at you.
Yeah, well, that's a different story. But anyway, we're just waiting for something to buffer. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you a story of how Kieran lost his two front teeth this week.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Okay, so I was
I'm going to tell this
story.
Kieran was walking down the street, dancing, if you've ever seen him. And he trips over a rock and he fell. And, his fist hit him in the mouth. It was the funniest thing. So now he has this scar, like this really terrible gash on his knuckles because he was dancing and his arm swung up and he was using like his elbow to block the fall, but it hit the ground and his face fell into his fist. And actually this was Monday night after the show.
How long does it take for that stupid video to load?
Yeah, he's a little embarrassed, so we'll have to give him. This is Cold War Kids, Hospital Beds.
Put out the fire, boys. Don't stop. Don't your buckets by the dozens. Bring your nieces and your cousins. Come put out the fire on
Meow Kitties. That was a Animal Collective with Leaf House. They're really just really crazy people. And very bizarre.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's really nice. Oh yeah. It's really nice in here.
Okay then.
I think Ken needs to put his pants back on.
They weren't off in the first place.
I forgot he walked in here with them off. So, anyway,
Wait, did I just say they weren't on in the first place?
Yeah, you did, but...
Oh, no, I did not mean that. They were on in the first place.
Okay, well, I think we're going to take a quick break. So, Kara, how have you been?
Pretty darn good. Are we waiting for the song to load?
Oh, no, it's completely loaded. Well, I just feel like we should talk to the beautiful people.
But we don't usually.
Yes, we do. So I have homework to do, and I'm putting it off, and I've been putting it off all week.
Really?
No, I just have to read some Huck Finn. But I'm reading another book that I'm way too immensely interested in.
Really?
If any of you guys wonder why
what this weekend sounds is.
Yeah, but put out the fire, boy. Don't stop. That's a really great song. Okay, $5 to the first caller that calls in with the name of the band and the
Pink Floyd.
Nope, and the song. Here we go. This
son of a fish.
All right. Here we go. This next song is called. Thank you. That was Arcade Fire with Ready to Start, and I can't remember what I played before that, but this is Pearl Jam with Breathe.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was...
That was Pearl Jam. This next song is Nathaniel Rateliff with Breakman, who's just at the Gothic.
No, I thought it was the Fillmore.
No, he was at the Gothic.
Gothic.
Two nights ago, Friday night, with Danielle at Sandwich. And I hear it was a really good show.
I actually heard them at the Mile High Music Festival, and
who?
I was right next to a bunch of people that were tossing a bunch of Danielle at the Sandwich. I was right next to
Danielle.
A bunch of, same thing.
Daniel and Daniel. And it's just really a her.
Yeah. And a bunch of people were throwing hoagies on the stage. It was funny.
Okay, thank you. This is Nathaniel Rateliff with Breakman. And
it's
then
Rateliff.
We have Rateliff. Yeah, that's very true. And then we have Freak Folk Band, English. Kieran, help me out. Misha, help me out.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Little Lion Man by... him? Do you really? Nathaniel Rateliff.
No,
oh, by Mumford & Sons. Oh, that's really great.
Okay.
Hops break. He sharpens to all them, hoping to be there in it good. I was a bum rush, and pardon the self-lust, it wasn't always understood. I was a cone man, I call every short line. I wanted to damage just a few, hoping your timing won't be swift enough and will carry us away. And will carry us away. I was a cold one, colder than ever. You feel the chill I left on you. Now back on the brake lines, and steeper than I climb. Well, if there's one, will it be you? Trap for me. Take this wig up off my head. It did what it had to do. It runs back straight and true, and leaving no more.
Sounds like that was kind of weird of you.
My man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left. You wasted on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time.
deny my dear. Deny my. For yourself, my man, you know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault, but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Deny my dear. But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Deny my dear. Deny my dear.
Alright, that was Mumford and Sons with Little Lion Man. I finally got the name.
Uh-huh.
Come say hello.
Yeah. Turn. Is it on?
Here.
It's
talking about.
Yeah. Find a pair of headphones for yourself.
I think this show rocks.
Thank you.
We've got lots of beats as well. I want to play another Mumford and Sons song. They are part of the up-and-coming freak folk scene in the United Kingdom.
Freak folk?
Freak folk. So it's their, you know, they've been influenced by Dylan.
You're creeping him out.
In like American folk from the 60s. And it just finally hit the UK.
Did you know something about Bob Dylan that I just learned today?
What?
So he had his bar mitzvah in a place in, I think, New York City that then got a church that was then turned into a bed and breakfast. And anyway, it's on the market for sale now. So if you want to buy the place where Bob Dylan had his bar mitzvah, it is for sale.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Jewish?
You guys share the same last name.
We do, but
some
we're
creepy
not
obsessed
Jewish
person's gonna buy it now and turn it into like a shrine to Bob Dylan. Shrine while gone. That was just all right. Scary
here's
hearing
the cave. They were vagabonds for a lot of their life.
Acha dost. Ye ap kar ye hum.
Thank you. It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I've seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. Other things to fill my time. You take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see where those orphans through my tears. And know my call despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But I come out of your cave walking on your hands and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's land. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom. To be.
Well, all right, that concludes this session of music. But we just want you to know that
I still do exist.
Yeah, we still do exist.
So yeah, you know, it would be awesome if you could tell your friends about us. We have.
Thank you, Wisconsin. I'm ending the podcast.
Okay. Anyway.